Corridos are a popular musical style in Mexico. They're songs that tell a story from beginning to end. Singer, educator, and activist Vivir Quintana describes it as a newscast that you sing.
El corrido se define por tener fecha, lugar, nombre.
It's made up of the name, date, and place where its main character was born, and tells the tale of how they lived up until their untimely death. But in recent years, the corrido has grown wildly popular for one of its variants, narco corridos, which use the same narrative structure to tell the stories of the bosses or capos of organized crime. In a country where drug violence runs rampant, there's no shortage of narco corridos. But Quintana, who used to teach at a secondary school, felt uncomfortable with her students listening to songs that glorify criminals.
Dije, ¿por qué no podemos hacer canciones que hablen de los otros héroes, de los que son asesinados precisamente por estos otros protagonistas de las canciones, no?
She decided to flip the script and create anti-narco corridos, songs that center heroes she says are worthy of being looked up to, like journalists. In Mexico, violence against that group is at an all-time high. Just this year, 9 journalists have been killed there.
Fue de alto riesgo su oficio. Y con pasión lo ejercía para cualquier periodista. Qué peligrosa es la vida cuando se buscan verdades. Se esconde la policía.
His job was high risk, but he performed passionately. For any journalist, oh, how dangerous life is. When you seek the truth, the police hide. Quintana is describing Miguel Angel Lopez Velasco, known as Milo Vela, a Mexican journalist who was murdered along with his wife and son in the city of Veracruz in 2011. Vela is a central character of Quintana's newest song.
Pues él era un asiduo de la verdad. Él era una persona como muy bonachona.
He was a kind person, she says, committed to reporting the truth, truths that often made powerful people uncomfortable. The anti-narco corrido is the result of a collaboration between Quintana and Reporters Without Borders, a nonprofit that defends press freedom around the world. In Mexico, they're focused on raising awareness on the increasing violence against journalists.
Las autoridades tienen que aplicar técnicas más rigurosas para la investigación.
Balbina Flores is a representative from Reporters Without Borders in Mexico. She worked closely with Quintana to bring the corrido to life. She says authorities have to start taking violence against journalists more seriously and provide thorough criminal investigations in its aftermath. Quintana hopes that by celebrating Vela's life and dogged journalism, listeners will understand.
Quiero que con ese corrido la gente empiece a pensar un poquito que esa violencia también nos transgrede a todas y a todos, ¿no?
Violence against the press is violence against all of us.
Hay llamas que no se apagan, aunque las quieran callar. Hay velas que son eternas.
There are flames that can't be put out, even when others try to silence them. There are candles that are eternal, even when swallowed by the sea, like that one of Milo Vela, which lights freedom's way.